What's so good about being a book girl? That is the question at the heart of this book, and my answer comes in the pages that follow as I explore the gifts I received from being raised as a book girl myself, and as I tell the story of my own reading life, the one I yearn to give my daughter as she opens her story in this world. Gifts of learning and wonder, of hope renewed, of the capacity to ponder, of the will to act. These are just a few of the gifts to be explored in the chapters to come, as we consider the particular goodness of being a book girl. The reading life is like one of those potent graces bestowed by fairy godmothers on princesses in old fairy tales, the sort to help a young heroine grow in all good things, to love life in its fullness and beauty, but also to make her strong in resisting the forces of evil stepmothers or wicked fairies already gathered round her cradle. I read aloud to my belly, as did my mother before me, because I firmly believe that books will help my daughter come into the full strength of her womanhood, in all its intelligence and joy, its capacity and grace, and I'm firmly convinced they'll do the same for you. Those gifts boil down quite quickly to three basic wishes, bright as any in a fairy story. They are the wishes, the hopes that ache in my heart as I read aloud to my little girl, the ones that echo back to me from my mother, and shape my prayers for you as this book begins. I want your heart to be stocked with beauty. To be a book girl is to be formed by a bone-deep knowledge that goodness lies at the heart of existence. The feel of my mother's warmth behind me as she read is one of the first things I can remember. The safe anchor of her body and the music of her read-aloud voice, the ocean on which my small consciousness sailed, into power through stories of music and brave maidens, feasts and castles, family and home. Before I knew how bad the world could be, I knew that it was wondrously good. I want the same for my daughter and for you. I want your imagination to be shaped by beauty, filled by characters of grace and strength, livened by a sense of wonder in the ceaseless gifts of ordinary life. I want you to be strong for the battle. The future book girl of mine, so merrily kicking my ribs, will be born into a world where beauty is under siege and goodness is on the defensive. She will live out her story in this broken place, and sorrow will be her portion long before I'm ready for her to bear it. When my mother walked with me through the nightmares of my girlhood, the dark midnight terrors that plagued my young imagination, I'm sure she knew only bewildered grief. But she taught me how to fight the good fight, and to hope with a fierce creative will by reading me stories that came like lifelines in the night. I can picture her there in the shadows, reading of brave Lucy Pevensey or the staunch Princess Irene who faced down terrors and fought their way back home. In my memory, I see us as held in a circle of light cast from the pages of those stories. It's a light I have found throughout my life in the narratives of great books, the one I yearn for my daughter to discover when her own battle begins, the one I hope will come to you in the stories that cram the pages ahead. I want you to know you're not alone. A book girl is joined not just to one, but to two great fellowships. For the reading life sets book girls in the never-ending companionship of story, as well as in the company of one another. To be a book girl is to take up membership in the ranks of women who read and, by their reading, live to the brave and courageous full. I knew this deeply in the reading times I shared with my mom throughout my girlhood, and in the ideals I now share with both my mom and sister as we write and